Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the segment where we give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, or a dilemma they may be facing, and listeners can weigh in with any advice that could be helpful. It's another Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Sometimes the grandparents tend to, overstep their boundaries when it comes to your kids, do they not?
They do.
And lucky for us, Jennifer was nice enough to agree to come on the show with us and share her situation. And if you have any advice or have ever been in a similar situation, we'd love to hear from you guys. 585-252-9800. Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out for Parental. So tell us about your dilemma.
Yeah, so my Parental Confidential is really, it's just about trying to figure out how to handle this without screaming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Basically, my mom watches my toddler for me, who is about 20 months old.
Okay.
She'll be 21 months in a couple days, so... She's here a few days at a time. You know, she lives an hour away. So when she comes to stay, you know, she'll stay for a couple of days and help out, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so far it's mostly been okay. You know, it's just hard having a house guest because, like, I don't know, mothers tend to just, like, clean up too much.
Yeah.
By, like, putting things in the wrong place. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to sort of, like, manage that.
Does she, Jennifer, have a good relationship with your husband?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Yep.
He's not like, she's got to go.
No. We appreciate the help. You know, we do.
Right.
But, you know, it's just like when you have a guest who just like.
It's a lot.
I don't know. Yeah, it can be a lot. But basically, the other day I came home from work and she had given my daughter her first haircut.
What?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that reaction because that was mine.
Wait, time out. Don't parents like keep the hair or something? Right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a sentimental moment, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's sentimental. Wouldn't you want to be there for that?
Right.
Exactly.
She's like, so I gave Johnny a buzz cut. We use a number 4 on that, the sides, and then 4 and on the top.
I can only assume what your reaction was, Jennifer, but go ahead.
Well, I was pissed, you know, honestly, because, like, there, again, no discussion, no permission, didn't ask me, didn't text me, like, hey, do you mind?
Right.
And honestly, like, it doesn't look very good, to be honest. Like, it just
really?
Looks bad. Yeah.
It's a butchered haircut.
What, does she cut hair?
My mom doesn't cut hair. No, she's never cut hair in her life.
What is she doing then? Why would she do that?
She said that her bangs were in her face and, you know, she just thought it was getting too long. And I'm just like, you know, like, if she had asked, me or my husband, like, we might have said yes.
Sure.
But, like, this is just, like, a milestone that I missed, and it looks terrible, and I'm just pissed. I'm
right.
pissed beyond belief.
I get that.
Yeah, I would kind of be upset, too. I don't know. That's, like, ballsy for her to just do that without asking.
No, it's very ballsy.
In her very first haircut. By the way, wouldn't a professional do that?
Exactly. Like, I would have waited so much longer. And, like, this is just so out of character for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. I've been thinking about this. I'm like, she never gave me a haircut growing up, right? Like,
yeah.
I explained to her how mad we are. And, like, she says that she understands. But, you know, she's also here for another day. I feel like I can hardly look at her or my daughter, honestly, for that matter. It just looks so silly. I'm just so mad.
Oh, yeah, no, Jenny.
Shame on her. Like, if she knew better, she would have made an appointment with Sports Clips. So now what's the conversation going to look like? Because she's only there for another 24 hours.
You're big mad.
Right. Like, how do you handle this? Like, I mean, that's why I'm calling. I'm just like, I don't even know what to do at this point. Like, we can't afford full-time daycare, right? So, like, we rely on her.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law, you know, but it's just like, oh, God, I'm so annoyed. And I guess I just needed to vent.
I fully understand where you're coming from. That's not it.
I guess I'm just kind of skeptical of, like, do we need to get full-time daycare? Because right now, you know, we're relying on my mom and my stepmom, and, like, they just do things without asking.
Yeah. I'm sure this has happened to others, too. How did you handle it? If your mother-in-law, if your mom, or whoever just took it upon themselves to do something like this, cut your daughter or your son's hair for the first time without asking?
I think it's very, very much so stepping on toes and going above heads. And especially, I mean, the thing that gets me is she's a parent, clearly. She's your parent. She knows how important these moments are. So for her to take those away from you, it's concerning.
It's a great story, though.
She's like, I'm crying, but thank you.
I mean, I'm kind of out of words. Like, I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm like getting more angry thinking about it.
Who's more upset, you or your husband?
Me.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
but like he's upset too. Like he understands.
Yeah.
Listen. He gets your POV.
I'm a guy. I totally understand.
I get it too.
You know, I'm very particular about who touches my hair. But my first haircut, that's got to be done just right. Your mom took a chainsaw to your kid's head. It's crazy. Jennifer, we really appreciate you calling in, sharing your story. We'll get to some texts coming in right now.
Thank you.
All right. Can you send us a picture of
your... No, literally. We'll post it on the PXY Instagram.
I would love to see what this haircut looks like.
No, I can't. Because I'm too worried that it would like get out there, and I don't want my daughter to find it eventually years down the
road. Yeah, we don't want your kid getting canceled in 2030. That'd be terrible.
Right.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. A lot of messages coming in right now. The first one was from Ashley, who says, regardless of the reason, her mother overstepped her boundaries.
Yes, 100%.
She did not respect the boundaries of her daughter. If she wanted to take it off her daughter's plate, she would have just asked before proceeding and cutting her daughter's hair for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me go to the phones real quick. PXY, what's your name?
Eliana.
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, hello, our queen.
Hello.
All right. I know you got a. I know you're probably very.
Don't you have like seven kids?
Yeah, I got a big one. Yeah, about five of them.
Yeah.
But when my first son was 3 years old, he had curls till his shoulders. He looked gorgeous.
So cute.
Gorgeous curls. They had natural highlights and all that stuff. Now, it wasn't my mother. It was my mother-in-law.
Oh.
She decided that he looks like a girl, and she's going to take him and get a haircut.
Oh.
And my husband went with her. Nobody discussed it with me. Nobody asked me. I came home. She was supposed to be there for 2 hours while he was asleep. Number one, she woke him up.
Oh, my God.
She took him somewhere to get his haircut. I came home. I flipped.
Stop.
I just stood there. I was ready to kill somebody.
How much?
Easy peasy.
I said nothing.
Eliana, how much hair did they actually take off of your son?
80% of his hair.
And he had beautiful curls?
All the beautiful curls were gone. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep one when I cut his hair. When I cut his hair somewhere.
Right.
What do you do? You keep it in a mason jar on the shelf?
I just keep it in the Ziploc bag and put his name and date and just keep it.
The
I don't know.
Book.
It was beautiful curls. Beautiful keep curls.
So what, please share with us the conversation that was had with your husband.
Ex-husband now, correct? Ex-husband?
Ex-husband.
Here we go.
Ex long time ago.
Yep.
But anyway, I was furious. To her, I said nothing.
Yeah.
Because the moment you say something to her, that's the power that she wanted. She wanted me to get pissed.
Correct.
She wanted me to lose my mind.
Yep.
And I didn't. I said nothing.
Oh,
but
wow.
Again, oh, my God. There was no dinner that night. Anyway. No dinner. And I went out.
Oh!
I went to my girlfriend's house. I was furious.
She's out of here.
Yeah, I was furious. But that was the only one she ever did.
Yeah,
because I had four more.
Yeah, so you can totally understand then where our girl Jennifer is coming from and why she was so pissed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have no idea. Because, I mean, that's something you do not do to other people's kids. It's not your kid. Yeah, you're the grandma. And she depends on her, so she can't tell her anything.
Yeah, it's a milestone, too. Eliana.
I could have told mine, but no, I kept my cool.
Yeah.
I'm better than that.
And
oh, my God.
You keeping your cool is what upset your mother-in-law even more.
Of course. She wanted a reaction out of you. We love you so much. Thank you for the story.
Yeah, thanks, Eliana. let me go over to Chrissy, who says, this may not seem like a big deal for a lot of people, but I can totally understand why this woman is upset. A child's first haircut is some of the milestones that officially bond a child with her parent. James says, if I knew a kid's first haircut was such a big deal to a woman, then I never would have put a bowl on my kid's head and start cutting.
This person says, we had to go no contact for my mother-in-law for reasons just like this. Her logic was that she doesn't need to ask or inform us because she raised kids before. Sorry, but I've seen your work in raising kids. No thanks.
Let me go over to Tommy real quick before we wrap up. Tommy says, hi, guys. Just a quick thought here. One way to get through to these older women like I do, my mother-in-law, is compare something from the olden days to the current days and point out how much better the change has made things. Then ask them if the change would have been helpful to them with their little kids, like the invention of the stroller, the car seat. Practically are practical safety issues. Mm-hmm. Bike helmets. Ask her if she made her kids wear bike helmets and did she wear a bike helmet? Everything these parents think they did back then and was better, we do it better now.
Right.
And a lot of these parents need to mind their own business. The in-laws. Okay. Thank you, Tommy. He needs to get off his chest this morning.
He's pissed.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. And Jennifer, thank you for calling up this morning, being a part of the show.
Our heart goes out to you.
It really does. Send us that pic.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I can go for an espresso right now.
Me too.
With something in it.
That's a me espresso martini.
Greece Police Department still looking for the suspects who robbed that Dubai jewelry store at the Greece Ridge Mall. This was Monday at around 6:45 p.m. right in the food court. Police say 8 suspects went into the mall, 6 of them into Dubai jewelry. 2 stayed nearby. The suspects aged from 15 to 25 years of age, wore mask, gloves. Yeah, of course they wore masks. They're all big and bad. Until you take the mask away.
Right.
Jumped over the counter, used a baseball bat to smash the display cases. Some of you have maybe already seen the footage from this robbery, but they tore that place up.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it all under a minute. There was about $90,000 of jewelry stolen, and there was $3,000 in damages to display cases. Store security tried to stop the suspects, but they were threatened with a baseball bat.
That's tough.
So they ran into the food court to the exit. Another security officer was almost hit by a baseball bat by one of the suspects. Hopefully he was not on a Segway.
Yeah.
The suspects left in a dark Chevrolet Malibu, and then Rochester police found the car empty on Lang Street.
Because it was probably stolen.
Right. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Greece Police Department, 585-865-9200. That way they can give all these guys an appearance ticket in court so they cannot show up.
My friends, we are living in the purge.
And around we go, right?
Where's our mayor?
What? It's just embarrassing at this point. I don't know how many times we got to keep talking about us living in a lawless city between the break-ins and the vehicles that everybody says they're doing something about. And it's not just in the city anymore, you guys.
Right.
It's Penfield. It's Pittsford. It's Fairport. It's Greece. It's everywhere. So we'll see what happens with that.
More to come.
Oh, no, we're dealing with the situation. We added another part-time security guard to the Mall of Greece Reach.
Okay. They're also sleeping.
Thank God. We all feel safe now.
Yes.
Guys, I can really use some help on this morning coming up. I can't be alone here when I say my cell phone bill each month makes me sick.
Ugh.
Who's your carrier and how much do you pay each month? And also, what are we really paying for? What's an equipment surcharge?
Right.
I'm so confused why my bill seems to be all over the map each month. How much do you typically pay each month for your bill? Let us know. We're going to talk about it coming up next on the show. How many of you guys have a cell phone bill that is through the roof every single month? Because I cannot be alone on this. Call us up and share with us who your carrier is, how much you pay each month. 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't understand. Like, I was trying to figure this out yesterday, why I have an unlimited plan. If my bill is close to $140 every month, for what? I have unlimited everything, but Verizon will charge me $118 one month, then the following it's $138. It constantly fluctuates.
It's like my paycheck.
I'm just really sick of paying all this money for a freaking phone when I was promised I was going to save money.
Uh-oh, here comes our phone dealer right now.
Yeah, please, don't even get me started. I've been a Verizon customer for 17 years.
Yeah.
Consistently loyal. Does anyone know if I would most likely be saving money if I switched to T-Mobile?
don't even mutter the words.
No, I'm serious.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, I don't know what it is. But I have always been under the notion that Verizon is superior. And when my friends in, like, I don't know, middle school or high school were like, oh, I have T-Mobile or I have AT&T, I was like, oh, God, why?
No, I'm sorry. I gotta why? Go. I need a better option right
you
now
need...
because I'm paying out of the ass.
Yeah.
I can't do it. PXY, what's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus.
What up, boy?
Talk to us.
Okay, listen. So I've had AT&T, T-Mobile, I've had Sprint in the past,
Sprint.
All of the above, okay?
Yeah.
What I found out was that I get the same service in the Appalachian Mountains on AT&T, Sprint, and right now I have T-Mobile. I still have excellent service. So what I found out is that we get what we pay for per se, and some of these things are the same. So, like, we're paying these astronomical prices for the name of the brand. If we come down a little bit lower, you're going to get the same service. So right now, my bill is like $50 a month.
For who?
For everything.
With
where?
I have T-Mobile right now, so it's like $50 a month for everything.
Are you kidding?
And, of course, if I paid astronomical prices on Verizon, on AT&T, I have excellent service. I don't know what to tell you.
So let me break this down for you, Marcus, okay? I'm going to run through my bill. My plan is $90 unlimited, okay? Then I pay a $5 device fee. And then I pay a $19 fee for service and perks, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Then I pay a surcharge of $5.30. And then I pay a federal universal service charge, whatever the hell that is, for $1.23. I have a regulatory charge, which costs 20 cents. And then an admin and teleco recovery charge, which is $4. And then I pay a gross receipt surcharge, which is 40 cents. Taxes and government fees are $4. And then I pay a New York public safety communication surcharge, which is $2. Then I pay a Monroe County sales tax of 29 cents, New York state tax, New York sales state tax. And then I pay a New York local pub safety communication surcharge for $1. All of this adding up to almost $1.40. What am I paying? What is this?
Yeah. It's time for you to switch.
Also, okay, I... used to know someone who would have their carrier through, it's called Page Plus Cellular. So it's like kind of like a track phone, but they use Verizon towers. And it's like $55 a month for unlimited everything.
Now, Marcus, I've had my same cell phone number since I was 16 years old. Okay, I'm 40. Do the math. You switched over to T-Mobile. They're going to keep your same phone number, right?
Well, listen. So what happened was, no, I had to switch numbers at that time. So I had the same number for like 15. Similar situation, okay? I sacrificed and I just switched over.
No,
I can't change my number.
I wouldn't do it.
That's part of my DNA.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't think you have to today, though. I think that was different then.
I bit the bullet.
I would never. I'm sorry. People who get new numbers, weird. They're weird to me. I could never do it. It's a part of me. It's my brand.
It's a part of you, but
yeah, I'm a weirdo.
It's probably refreshing for some people. No more telemarketing callers.
That is true. Maybe I should switch. I had a spam person call me 4 times in a row last night at 8:30. I'm like, ma'am, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was asking, is how's the service with T-Mobile? But you said it's absolutely great, right?
Good, man. Like, it's the same as Verizon. I don't get any extra surplus fees. I don't get any of those extra, none of that stuff. It's just the one price. You're done with it. And I'm an off-the-grid type of guy. So my phone fell in the water when I was fishing, and I just watched it flip in the water and sit there, and I just kept fishing. And it was like 3 years later.
Oh, my God.
We love you, dude. Thanks for the call, Marcus. Let me go over to, who's this? Peaks Y, what's your name?
Bethany.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, so your cell phone bill is outrageous.
Isn't it?
And it's ridiculous. They do this, they really pulled the wool over your eyes. They did it to my grandparents, too. And they, like, I will not let them go get a phone without me or someone present, because if you don't break down everything that you do and don't want, they're going to add on all those extra charges just without your consent at all.
Right.
But I pay $35 a month for unlimited everything because I'm on a family plan with Verizon, and that is the only way I will stay with Verizon is on a family plan.
I don't get it.
That's my dad, too. I pay him monthly.
See, I've always been under the impression that Verizon is the best of the best. That's why I left Sprint in 2007.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but now I'm at a point where I'm just like, I'm looking down this bill yesterday when I got charged. Like, hey, your bill is ready. I'm like,
is it online 40? Or is it paper?
No, everything is online.
Everything's online.
And I'm like, $1.40 for what?
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that nuts?
And I don't know anything about it, but, you know, Ryan Reynolds does the commercials for it, so clearly it must be good because it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, right? He got you too,
Mint
huh?
Mint Mobile.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, Mint Mobile is supposed to be $15 a month.
I'm not doing Mint Mobile. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Here's the thing, though, Moose. If you really want to save money, you're going to have to go down to the trenches. Sorry.
Listen, my next...
there's only so many cell phone towers.
But that's what I'm saying, Bethany. These, all of these, like third-party companies, the ones that you no name, the ones that you don't know about, they're all using the towers, the same towers.
Well, they're 5G,
right?
Okay, and I know Verizon. The reason why I've been a customer for 17 years is because I've known them to always be reliable. And like Marcus said, you're paying for the brand. Okay.
I will say my boyfriend is very techie.
Yeah.
And he actually prefers like 3 and 4G over 5G because 5G has so many bugs.
Right. I've heard that
like,
too.
Like, I always have to reboot off of 5G because it doesn't do
what
anything.
What about LTE?
So, I don't know enough to speak on any
Nobody
of that.
Nobody does. Nobody even knows. What are we even talking about right now?
Yeah. Right. By the way, what kind of phone do you have?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I got it for free with an upgrade.
Okay. All right.
But an iPhone or no?
You know.
Do you have an iPhone?
Well, do you?
No, it's an Android.
Okay, so your text coming in is green. Okay, we're going to let you go now. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much, Bethany. We're not taking anything into consideration.
Come over to the dark side.
Okay,
so
bye. Have a good day. We love you.
Can't send her a picture.
No.
Wow, that's tough.
All right,
that is
tough. I am going to do some serious research, and I might switch over.
Should I text our dealer, our phone dealer? And tell her that you're on your way out, because she's going to figure it out quickly for you.
Just,
she knows.
Just send her this break.
Hey, it's It's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.